Good evening, everybody. I want to talk to you about my ailing grandfather clock. So if you don't know anything about clocks, if you're not interested, or if you just don't want to listen, then I suggest you turn off now. I've got a grandfather clock. It is around about 25 years old, so it's a modern clock. It's a proper one with a movement. It's not a battery-operated thing. It was working perfectly until a couple of days ago. It would lose time like about 3 minutes a week, which was fine with me. I didn't know how to adjust the I don't know what you call that, not the time. I know how to adjust the time, but I didn't know how to make it lose or gain. It did have some instructions with it, which I always kept inside the main part of the clock, you know, where the movement is. But when we had a fire two and a half years ago, it was put in storage. It was actually really damaged by the fire, but I didn't want to get rid of it for sentimental reasons. So I had it back home, and I only got it working a few months ago because I didn't think it worked anymore. The ticking and everything worked, but it wasn't chiming. But it suddenly started to chime again, and I was really happy. And it was still losing its like two to three minutes a week, and that was fine because when I wound it up every week, I would just put it a few minutes ahead. Then by the end of the week, when it was time to wind it up again, it was exactly the right time. It did say in the instructions, I remember, that something about adjusting a screw to do, you know, if it was losing or gaining or whatever. But when it came back, I don't know if I just said that, when it came back from the storage people, the instructions were gone. We did have an estimate of getting it fixed, and they said £1,500 because the top of the casing is charred. The face has got cracks on the glass, on the door part. Not the actual face, but on the door that covers the face. And I think something is wrong inside, because we used to be able to have three different chimes. Westminster, St Michael's, and I think it's St Michael's, and Whittington, I think it's called. But now I can only get one. I think it's the St Michael's one. I'm not really 100% sure. I can only seem to get one, but that's fine because I'm quite happy with that. It's better than it not chiming at all. Now, the other day, I went to wind it up. I didn't actually really need doing that much, but it was getting towards that way. It was at the weights were about three quarters of the way down. So when I was doing it, the pendulum fell off. Now, when I picked it up, I put it back on, obviously. I'd never had to put the pendulum on before. We always moved, you know, took it off when we moved it, but someone else had always done it, my dad or somebody like that. So I've never put it back on before. It was awkward to do because you have to get your hand right up inside the clock and there's not a lot of room. So I didn't realise. I've obviously had to start the pendulum swinging many times, but I didn't realise how far up inside the clock it goes, and I didn't realise how actually big it is. It's really long. So I managed to get it back on, and then I suddenly started noticing it's losing really badly, like about a minute an hour, which is very annoying. I can't put up with it like that. I'm going to have to stop it if that's the case. So I tried to take the pendulum off again. I thought maybe I put it the wrong way round or something like that. And then there's a screw at the bottom that with a rod that goes right the way up to the top of the pendulum, and it goes through the different parts of it, like there's a round disc bit, and there's another bit that looks a bit like guitar strings, and this wire goes right the way up. I don't know anything technical about clocks, by the way, so I hadn't got a clue, but the screw fell off. So I put it back on, and I said to Obi, can you put the pendulum back in for me, because I'm not sure if I put it the right way, and I thought maybe that's why it was losing time. So I took the weights out this time to get it back in, because it was easier. So I took the weights off, made sure I put them all back. I didn't think it really makes a difference which order they go in, but I put them back as they were. But it's still losing time. It's also developed, it sounds like it's got phlegm in its throat. It's vibrating somewhere. So I don't know if anyone could tell me how I can make it gain some time or be at the normal, you know, not keep losing time, and how, what might be the cause of it doing that. I've heard it do that in the past. So I know it's something that's curable. It just, it's like something's touching something in the wrong place. So if anyone's got any idea, I know there's a few people that are clock fans out there. There's Chris and Sam. If any of you listen to my boo, or if anybody else, I know other people have got some clocks. I think Val's Atrine and Celine Claudette, and their sisters have a few clocks. I don't know if there's anybody else. There probably are, but I can't think. If anybody, or people might not have them, but they might know about them. Or they might have never talked about them, but they still might know about them. So if anybody knows anything about how I can sort this problem out, because I really don't know what to try, and I don't want to make it worse. So having it losing so much time, to me, a few minutes a week is fine. Even 5 minutes, even 10 minutes in a week is okay, because I just keep putting it forward all the time. But I can't keep doing it when it's like a minute, an hour. It's going to drive me up the wall, because I like it. I want it to be right, because it was right, and I don't see what went wrong with it. I don't understand what's gone wrong with it. So if anyone could help me, I would be very pleased. Thank you very much in advance. So you can either comment, or if it's a bit more complicated than a comment would do justice for, whatever, then just send me a direct message. Okay, thank you very much.